Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's the intro beat.
I'm mad you were making hella noises last time.
Shit's serious, man. This shit is serious.
No, shit's real life, alright? Welcome, everybody. This is Todd the Wild Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. Alright, let's get started.
So we can get it out of the way. You know, the Cardinals are an elite team.
Damn. Like, I guess you're feeling a certain kind of way. That was supposed to be later in the pod, but I guess you want to get it out the way now.
I just think motherfuckers asleep, you know, they'll realize that the Cardinals are a contender and should be in the contender conversation.
Now, what happened is that they heard the pod and they're like, oh, we don't have to start. No, we don't have to practice. we could take days off.
Oh,
MacArthur's shit. Like, oh, you know what? Derek, he's a Dallas fan from Top to Walk. He said that these motherfuckers ain't shit. So we don't. The thing that makes me mad about this is that, see, the Niners did y'all a favor. So Dallas lost. I mean, not Dallas. Well, Dallas did lose. But they beat the Giants for y'all. And you're all going to try to keep your record just like theirs. Well, like, y'all trying hard. Meanwhile, the Eagles out here, which was actually one of the games today, still winning games. Like, that's yeah. Just...
I mean, it's the Bucks, but no, this my thing is
it's the Cardinals.
My thing.
But no, at least the Bucks are 2-1. The Bucks are 2-1.
Right. I hate when because, of course, ESPN, right after Dallas lost, got to be like, this is the third worst upset in history or some shit like that.
Wow,
and how? Like, according to
in Dallas what? History? In Dallas history or in history?
Either history. Dallas or NFL. It, either way.
How?
It's
how
not
is
the,
that?
It's
no.
Not you, the third worst.
No. Like, that's... who said that?
I'm pretty sure it was ESPN, you know, the less popular channel.
I watched Stephen A. on there, and you know him, between him and Skip.
Like, yeah, they would get going in on Dak,
and
which for good reason. Like, I don't think he was off base going in on Dak.
Hey, man, you know what? I will say this. It is a team sport. The end of the day, it is a team sport, and y'all got beat by Dobbs. Y'all got beat by Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what, though? And this is something that I had in the back of my mind, and of course, you know, you try to block it out, but I remember talking to another Dallas fan, and I was like, you know, I can't remember the last time Dallas beat the Cardinals. And he's like, nah, you know, this is going to be different. I'm like, I mean, I've seen some crazy shit against the Cardinals. So I looked it up. And of course, in the last 15 years, Dallas has beat the Cardinals one time. And there's been crazy-ass games. Like, it'd always be against the Cardinals. There'd be some crazy block punts to win the game. Fucking a couple of them went into overtime. And, of course, their losses. Like, look it up. One day when you want to see a weird stat, just look up Cardinals-Cowboys. Since they divided, because, you know, the Cardinals used to be in the division. They used to be in the East. And then when the divisions became four team, that's when they started, you know, scattering teams about. And so the Cardinals got kicked out of the division. And I think they took it personal. And ever since then, they're like, you know what? Fuck y'all bitches. We are not losing to y'all. So yeah. That's a fun fact of the day.
That's a pretty funny fact.
I mean, none of it was, you know, amusing.
I mean, you know what? I was a little mad about it because I did put a little bit of money on Dak to throw at least 1.5 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns or 2.5 touchdowns. And that didn't happen. But that's okay. That's okay. You know. Not like I spent my whole paycheck on the shit. And now I'm fucking, you know.
I'm just mad because I thought, I was like, oh shit. Well, you know, Colorado got stomped out by Oregon. You know, the Broncos got dismantled. So I'm like, oh shit, this is about to be a good weekend. Dallas not gonna be in the headlines, and then hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas loses to the Cardinals.
McCarthy's
just,
like
just like on. That.
McCarthy was like, hold my hamburger. I got you. Fucking he let you know.
There's no need. But no need fat shaming the coach.
I wasn't fat shaming. I'm just saying, you know, he just it looks like he
sounded like it.
Would enjoy a good hamburger. I mean, we all do. We all enjoy a good hamburger, right?
I mean, I wonder what the stat is on fat coach success, because I feel like Andy Reid's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they showed a thing on Instagram or whatever, and it was like, it showed soccer coaches and they're all like fit, look like they still play the game. And he goes, and football coaches showed all fat coaches. I was like, ah, oh, damn.
It used to be worse. Like, I feel like every team used to have a fat coach. That was like a requirement.
I don't know about that. There was a lot of fat ones, though. You're either skinny or fat. Now there's coaches that are like, look like they've been in really good shape, or you're fat. So, yeah, it goes both ways. But yeah, you did mention that that embarrassing loss by the Broncos. Yeah, Broncos lost to the Dolphins yesterday, 70-20.
That was Madden shit.
That was definitely Madden shit. Like, the Dolphins played fucking Colorado State.
Right, they did. It was like 28. They had like 28 at halftime.
It was something stupid.
So it's kind of crazy that they had 28 at halftime, and you're probably like, oh, yeah, they're not going to outscore that first half. And they did.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like I was like, damn, like they can't stop nothing. And some of these plays, I'm like, dude, are they even trying?
I mean, right.
Like Mostert got 4 TDs. The other running back got fucking 4 TDs. Like,
yeah,
everyone, Oprah was out there. Everyone, you get a TD. You get a TD.
And you know, A-Chain, because that was like his first real game healthy. And so A-Chain went out there, scored 4 touchdowns, and it would have been 5. Like, he did break off an earlier touchdown that was called back because of a holding. So A-Chain realistically had 5 touchdowns, which is insane. And so I know a lot of the Tyreek Hill fantasy owners were like, fuck, can we, you know, spread the ball around? Shit.
Right.
Because Tyreek had a good game. He had 1 touchdown. Because he's a bum. I feel like in that game, you had to have more than 1 touchdown. But yeah, what they did with the running backs was just, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I've never seen 8 touchdowns in 1 backfield. That's crazy.
Yeah. They did not give a fuck. Like, how you going to break a record on? And then, like, it sucks because I know last season, at least before this season started, I was thinking, all right, maybe they're going to, you know, they're going to get some good coaching in there and do some Broncos are going to get like 10 wins this season. Nah, they're kind of in the race between the Panthers, the Bears, and then the Broncos, all kind of striving for that number one pick. And
yeah, you know, another thing that's kind of funny is that it happened to Sean Payton, and it just goes to show that just because you can talk shit about somebody doesn't mean it's a good idea.
That was the best part, is that he was throwing hella shade at Hackett. It was like, this is the worst coaching I've ever seen. And then, you know, Hackett's probably like, yeah, but I didn't have a team break a record on me.
Right.
And
nobody hung 70 on my ass.
And it is funny because even though Sean Payton, he's new to that organization, he was mic'd up. Believe it or not, he was mic'd up. He kept his
mic from the New Orleans days. Like,
yeah, it was. It's wild. Like, and it's a testament to our mics because they're Bluetooth, which is crazy in itself. But yeah, that battery still hasn't been charged, so goes to show you
how long
these things last. Anyways, this is Sean Payton after the huge loss to the Dolphins yesterday.
I will give $100 million to whoever gets me out of here.
$100 million to whoever gets him out of there. Oh shit. Yo. Damn. Not fucking around.
Loyalty like, out the window. He pulled an Earl Thomas.
Not fucking around. The
classic Earl Thomas move. Come and get me. I don't fucking want to be here anymore. The air is thin out here.
I don't blame him, man. He was probably thinking like, and it was probably the same thing that the rest of the Broncos were thinking. Like, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson did good in Seattle. I can do something with that.
Yeah.
It was just bad coaching. Nah, like something's going on. Like that motherfucker is.
And I know, like, I know at first it was like, yeah, no, he's going to bounce back. And I guess you could kind of say it was similar to Deshaun Watson where you're like, all right, well, this is second year, he'll bounce back. But he's actually showing signs of being accurate and having a couple of, like, his last game was pretty good. Russell Wilson is not. And that Broncos country, let's ride. Where they put the pictures and hey, I'm here to just to see if Broncos country's still riding, and they that shit's funny for one season, but the second season, I'm sure if you're a Broncos fan, that shit is not funny. Like, it's still funny to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But if you're a Broncos fan, this shit is rough out there. Like I don't think. Because of the contract and the way, like, I think they have to wait at least one more year unless they're trying to carry a lot of dead money on the books.
Yeah, someone would have to pick up a ridiculous amount of money if they were to get Russell or then they just take it as a loss and say goodbye to a majority of their cap.
So do you think that he's getting benched this year?
Oh God, no, I don't think so. He should.
I don't even know who their backup is.
But. He should get benched, but I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to say. Because I mean, even with all that, like the defense wasn't doing shit.
Yeah.
Like they were not touching these guys. Like they're
right, that really wasn't their fault. And granted, they are, I mean, you're talking about two of the fastest running backs in the league and then the fastest receiver in the league. Like
yeah, fastest receiver.
There's a lot of fucking speed on the field.
Yeah, but still, like, you got to make those no tackles. Excuse.
But that's no excuse, because this is the first time they've hung 70 on a team. So,
yeah, like, this is – they – it was the first half and the second half were pretty much the same for the Dolphins. 14 yeah. in the first quarter, 21 in the second, 14 in the third, 21 in the fourth.
Now, would you have kicked the field goal to break the record?
Oh, 100%.
Because they 100%. Had a chance.
Like, at that point, like, motherfucker, you're ready. This is – and I don't know anybody on the Broncos were probably thinking, like, can we just, like, concede at this point? Like, this shit's fucking – they got us. They got us by 50.
Yeah.
Like, they got us by 21. Like, there was a point where you can list enough. They got us by 21. They got us by 30. They got us by 31, 32, 30. Like, they got us by all these fucking – this wide margin. Defense isn't doing shit. Offense ain't doing shit. And they can't concede. They got to just take it. No lose. Yeah. Just take it. And, yeah, I would have fucking kicked the three at that point. You're already plus 50 on their ass. What's right. another three?
And then this is the thing that I find funny about it, because they were like, well, yeah, you know, he didn't want to run up the score, so he did the classy thing and didn't kick the field goal. And I'm like, yeah, but the game was out of reach, and they were still fucking sending wide receivers on go routes.
Right, right. How are you still going on go routes? Like,
Robbie Anderson straight ran a double move. Like, that's not running the clock out.
Right, that's these guys
running up, like, the score.
Whoever had, like, if someone had multiple Dolphins on their fucking fantasy team, ridiculous.
Yeah, I definitely had A-Chain on the bench. Craziness. But
ouch.
Yeah, he was on the bench. Yep.
That's crazy.
It was. Damn. But Mostert wasn't crazy. In the other league. Mostert wasn't. But yeah, having A-Chain on the bench after he had 200 fucking yards and 4 touchdowns, crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. But yeah, I would have kicked the three.
Yep, I'd have kicked it and gotten the record books.
I mean, once you go up 50, like, it's already right. obvious you right. don't give two shits about hurting the other team's feelings. Like, yep. you go, you're
break a record. That record's been around plus. Since 66.
Like, why?
I can break it.
Why all of a sudden do you give a shit? And of course, like, they showed McDaniels at the end of the game, and he was like, yeah, we don't give a fuck about the score. Obviously, we don't give a fuck about the score.
Well, you know, he was a ball boy for Denver back in the day.
Oh, yeah. People keep bringing that shit up. Oh, he was right. a nerd. He was a ball boy.
Like, oh, yeah. He was a balls boy. Like, they kept.
Okay.
Nothing. I'm just saying what his name was on the.
All right. So, obviously, Monday night, we have Monday Night Football. Yeah, I guess the game that just ended not that long ago, Bengals beat the Rams. At least somebody else beat somebody in the NFC West to help the Niners get further ahead. Bengals beat the Rams 19-16. And, yeah, Joe Burrow was out there, didn't seem to give a fuck about what anyone said about him resting a couple games to get to 100%.
Yeah, I mean, he figured it's the sorry ass Rams.
I mean, nah. See, the Rams are. I think their offense is starting to come together. You got fucking.
Go ahead.
You got Puka Nacua out there, and
Puka. You know,
and if you have him with Cooper Kupp. Plus, you got, you know, fucking whoever the fuck else they have out there.
You put him out there with Cooper's Cup. You know what, though?
Yeah, Tutu Atwell. Yeah, with him and Jefferson, not so much. But him, Atwell, Cup, and fucking Nacua? Shit. That's a fucking stack.
You got yourself a mediocre ass team.
No, like with Stafford there, like Stafford can sling the ball.
Kyren in the backfield. Got yourself a fucking 9-8 team.
They can definitely move the ball. They can definitely move the ball. Like I know you like to downplay other people's skills, but you did that with the Cardinals last week, and we see how that turned out. But see, the thing that bothered me is like the very first half, like the whole first half, motherfuckers were talking about Puka Nacua and about, you know, how the national anthem, and y'all know where I'm about to get at, because I started this earlier when I, you know, last season when I saw the motherfucker for the Eagles head coach crying at the national anthem. Puka Nacua, they showed him crying at the national anthem. He had his hair covered, and then he like flipped his hair back, and he had tears out of, and coming out of his eyes. And they're talking about how much the national anthem, hearing that means to him and all that. Look, man, like,
here you go.
They need to stop putting motherfuckers. I know we do
there
it.
There you go.
But showing it on TV all the time, a grown-ass man crying, gets a little, it's getting a little old. But even though he's a rookie, believe it or not, he was mic'd up. This crying shit. So here's Puka Nacua.
Motherfuckers can't cry.
At the during the national anthem, week three at that. Like, you're crying at week three. Like, this ain't even a significant game. It's week three. Here we go. And I am sorry about the, you know, for those that this might affect. But here's Puka Nacua during the national anthem. Oh, oh man.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
The camera is looking. Oh my goodness. I am so sorry for that, for those that might have affected.
It's jacked up. The poor guy, he's probably crying because he saw his fucking rank, his fantasy ranking. He's like, what the fuck? I am fucking 13.
I tell you what though.
13 overall? That's fucking nuts.
I noticed that the Rams picked up another person from the Niners, and it's Akello Witherspoon, which is one of the old Niners old corners. And yeah, he seems to be, he talks a lot of trash ever since he left the Niners. He's been chirping an awful lot on the field. And I know we've got a lot of mics out, but believe it or not, he was also mic'd up.
Damn.
This motherfucker, you can hear this motherfucker chirping on the field from the nosebleeds. But here's Akello Witherspoon chirping on the field.
That's a gift.
Doing all that chirping.
What a fucking gift he has. So, speaking of great chirping voices, Taylor Swift was at the Chiefs game. Apparently that's big news.
I feel weird about that whole situation.
What, did Taylor Swift, she can't go to football games?
No, it's not that. It's that, it's almost like she was forced into it.
She didn't look, she looked like she was having a good time.
He, because they're talking about how, I guess Travis Kelce was talking about how he went to the concert or whatever and was trying to talk to Taylor, and she wouldn't, she wanted to save her voice or whatever. So she couldn't, didn't really give him that much time. And, you know, he was kind of upset about it.
Mm.
So a few weeks later, now you see Taylor out there going to the game or whatever.
And not saving her voice.
Not saving her voice at all.
Nope.
But it was just yeah, it just kind of felt a little forced. But, you know, of course, everyone's all excited and shit. Oh, you see the whole Chiefs bench looking, oh shit, is that Taylor?
Right. Oh my gosh.
I know you were vibing out. I know you.
I know you're big. You're a big Swifty, but you know what though?
I don't even know what a Swifty is, but
it's a Taylor Swift fan.
Okay. Swiftie. Hey. I'm just saying. I didn't mean to offend. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry.
Well, I can tell you who was offended. Jackson Mahomes. I don't know if you noticed, he was missing from that press box. That
I suite, wonder why.
That luxury suite. And he had to settle for his own suite, but he was hoping, you know, that of course she would have came over to his suite. But anyways, he was also mic'd up. He was mic'd up. And, you know, needless to say, he was in his suite trying to get her to come over, and she wouldn't. Can't really hear him, but anyways, this was Jackson Mahomes' suite. This is what was playing in Jackson Mahomes' suite. Oh, my God. So desperate. Just so desperate. Yeah. He's about to start singing along. He's about, all right, cut this shit.
Dad, that you was got that straight off your phone, didn't you? For those of you who don't know, he got that straight from his playlist. Workout playlist.
I was about to say that. Workout heavy bag playlist. Activate cardio. That was his suite. So he felt the way that, you know, he thought by playing, you know, the song and having the shirts and having them tied up that she would come over, and she didn't. So it is what it is, man. Not everybody got to chill with her, and not all the Swifties got love.
Yeah, that shit's, I don't know. How old is this Taylor Swift?
She's like 40.
Like 60?
I don't know how old she fucking is. I know she's been out for a long time.
She definitely got that Pat Mahomes kind of money. More than that, but still. Like, yeah, damn. So, the Jets and Patriots saw each other yesterday, and we got to see yet another side of Mac Jones that we have been seeing since he's been in the league, and this motherfucker, a dirty-ass player. He always goes for the nuts, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the good old dick punch. DP.
That's not what that stands for. All right.
See. Nah. Sauce released a video of the dick punch that Mac Jones did on him. And, well, it seems to be a pattern, his dick punches. And anyways, it boiled over into the locker room, and he was mic'd up. Mac Jones was mic'd up. Of course, Belichick had to break this shit up. But anyways, they got in there. They got the punching dicks. Anyways, this is the locker room of the Patriots after all. I don't know.
Hey!
Oh, shit.
So I punched him in the nuts. Oh, so he punched me in the nuts. So I punched him in the nuts.
But why? You still haven't told me why.
punched him again.
Sore. How's your penis? Sore.
Yep. Punched him in the dick again. So.
I mean, there's got to be something that has to happen. Like, the motherfucker's got to get fined or something. Like, this isn't a brand new thing with Mac Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not just dick punches and dick kicks or whatever. The motherfucker, like, will legit try to hurt another player. And I get that it's football and all that shit, but there's a difference between trying to, like, tackle somebody and actually trying to do bodily harm to somebody. Like,
right.
You know.
No, I agree. I think when you do the ankle thing, like when he rolled the player's ankle, or when you're going for people's ACLs and shit, I do feel like that's a bit overboard. And I mean, the dick punch and the dick grab, and just, I don't know, that's just kind of been around in the league, all sports, basketball, football. Like, it just be like that. Some people are about that life, and Mac Jones is one of those people. And sometimes it boils over into the locker room. But the Jets are in fucking trouble, though. When you got Matt Ryan, I don't know if you heard about the Matt Ryan rumors that he was going to sign with the Jets.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
Well, Matt Ryan came out.
Hold on. There's... Hold on, intern's bothering me. Hold on. I'm sorry. What did you say? Oh, so... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, about that. Apparently, this whole Mac Jones thing about him hitting Sauce and the nuts and all that shit, apparently someone on the sideline was screaming for him to do that. Sounds like one of the coaches. Maybe a... sound like two of the coaches. And it's a shame because these motherfuckers know they're mic'd up. I do want to apologize for those that this might affect. But this is, I guess, Bill Belichick, and looks like the offensive coordinator. What's his name? Coach offensive coordinator.
Grab his dick and twist it!
Oh, my God, dude. This is an MMA fight, dude.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You know, I feel like, I don't know.
And that's the end of the pod.
I feel like, you know, they always say teams take the personality of the coaches. And you know, I can understand that to an extent. Anyway, it's a shame, though.
Yeah, sorry about that. What were you saying?
We don't support those views, by the way.
Nah, we need all the views we can get. Like, bring those views in.
Bring on the dick punchers. But yeah, so there's so speaking of teams in trouble. You know, of course the Jets are in trouble. They were reaching out to Matt Ryan. That's crazy. Nothing says your fucking season's going downhill like reaching out to Matt Ryan. Matthew Ryan. But the Vikings are also in trouble. They're 0-3. They can't seem to beat any fucking body.
Hopefully. I mean, they had a chance. They definitely had a chance to win. Because it's not just the Vikings. The Jaguars are also in some shit, too. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe what people were saying last year about the Vikings is coming true. You know how they have that the Pretenders bullshit that they people talk about? Like, are they real or are they Pretenders?
Right.
And the Vikings have always been Pretenders because, yeah, I didn't see Kirk Cousins launch a fucking ball. It was, I've never seen him throw a ball that fast before. It was one of the touchdown passes to Jefferson. And I was like, damn, I've never seen that, him throw it like that. But yeah, they're 0-3, and I can't say I'm surprised, but then same time, it's like, damn, y'all got a pretty decent team. Like,
or at least right, they just don't have a defense.
Pretty decent offense. Like, y'all should be doing some damage right now.
Right. So,
yeah, right. We'll see. And I did mention that Jaguars are also – oh, no, they're 1-2. Jaguars are 1-2.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be that team. You know, they're going into the season. They were supposed to be hands down the winner of that division. That offense had, you know, with Ridley and Kirk and Jones, like they were supposed to be dominant. They got Etienne and Bigsby, like they're – that was going to translate to a lot of wins, and they get destroyed by the Texans. And Stroud's looking like a future or a real legitimate franchise quarterback.
Yeah, like yeah.
Stroud is actually playing his ass off.
Yeah, it was good to see him actually get a have a good game, finally get a win. But, yeah, like you said, I thought the Jaguars were going to be a much better team, especially with their, you know, their playoff short, but their – what they did in the playoffs last year. And it's just not happening. Maybe it's a new scheme that it's just not meshing. They have a chance to get that, get in the win column again this coming week against the Falcons. But I don't know, man. Like, their shit is sloppy. I don't know what is going on.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
You know a loss I also loved besides the Dallas one? That one was fucking great. Like, I know I lost money on it, but still, I was like, yes. I'll take that Dallas loss any day of the week. I mean,
I feel like it's a – and I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird, but I do feel like the sooner that loss can get in the loss column, the better. Because if you win too many in a row, then you start with the whole undefeated season bullshit. Then you got to see fucking Mercury Morris and then all the Dolphin shit starts up again. And can they go unbeaten? Will they?
You cannot stand that motherfucker.
Mercury, yo, for real. He talks so much shit. He talks so much shit and they went fucking 17-0. Like, it's just not impressive. It's not a lot of games.
It is impressive.
It's fucking, it's 17-0. It's 17 games. The Patriots won 27 games in a row.
And how many other teams have done that?
None.
Exactly.
27.
That's, I mean.
The Patriots won 27 games in a row.
We're talking one season at a time.
And, of course, no one's going to get that record because, you know, nobody's ever going to – I mean, I guess you can never say never, but, I mean, you would realistically have to win 20 games. That shit's fucking wild. In the NFL, where everybody's kind of semi-good, winning 20 games is insane.
But for their era, yeah, it was impressive.
Man, that's, nobody give a fuck about
that's
that.
That's why motherfuckers still fucking talk about Babe Ruth to this day or Muhammad Ali to this day, because what they did in their time was amazing, was impressive.
But a lot of people do feel like, you know, had there been some Dominicans back then, Babe Ruth would have been struck out. Like, dude, struck his big ass out.
Yeah, you get a team that you just can't understand what they say. Get those motherfuckers out there. Shit, it's over. That's when a whole new system came in. Like, all right, y'all motherfuckers, like, we're gonna have to get more of you, like,
more of you.
Come to America. We need some of y'all. Anyways, the other loss that I was kind of happy about yesterday was the Ravens loss to the Colts.
Oh, that shit was funny.
That shit was funny.
And for me, I mean, of course, where we're at, there's a lot of Raven fans. But to me, losing to the Colts is always, like, funnier because, you know, a lot of people here like to claim, oh, you know, the Colts, they left us. They were stolen from us in the middle of the night, and completely ignore the fact that the Ravens stole the Browns in broad day. I guess that's not, we're going to ignore that, but whatever.
I mean, what is stealing, really? What is stealing?
What
is that? When really? You
take a team.
Like where there's a lot of technicalities in there, all right.
But when they lost to the Colts of all things, it's just funny because that, you know, that team is always one that.
It's not just that; it was the Colts with Gardner Minshew. It wasn't Anthony Richardson out there,
and no Jonathan Taylor. Like they, you know, they didn't have any of the stars.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking great, and. It goes down to the same thing I've said about Lamar in the past is that, you know, there's a lot of QBs out there. These mobile QBs, aside from a few, they will take off running or they'll get out of the pocket because they have to, but they'll continue to look downfield. And it doesn't seem to be like that for Lamar, which is fine. That's great. You know, that's you know, part of the reason why he doesn't make full seasons anymore.
Right. And I did feel like this new system was supposed to be different. It was supposed to be, oh, yeah, they're going to be throwing the ball around and Lamar has weapons now and he's going to use them. And he proceeds to run the ball like he always does and score a couple of touchdowns, which good for him. But
to be fair, who does he have anymore? He's got Zay Flowers.
J.K. And Dobbs is out. Andrews came back.
Yeah, Andrews is back, but for how long? And OBJ is
And he
out.
Has Bateman still. Like, he has targets. And he has a new scheme that supposedly is supposed to utilize those targets. But the scheme looks a lot like the other one, which is a whole fuck ton of quarterback drawage.
So I know we've been bringing this person up pretty much every pod. But there was, and we talked about this team very briefly, but only about Taylor Swift. So the Chiefs gave it to the Bears, and, oh, man. The Bears, like, I do question whether Justin Fields had an IQ test. At least a football IQ test.
Here we go.
I'm wondering if he can read defenses.
See, but you know, they said that Stroud failed the test, that he was a dumbass, and he's looking like a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but what Stroud is doing with the Texans, Justin Fields has never done.
Yeah, that you know is true.
He's never done that. I mean, DJ Moore got one TD, but you got Claypool out there. He only got one catch. Like, motherfucker, like, what are y'all doing?
No, they're pretty bad, but I don't feel bad for them because every time for instance, we're watching Sunday night, watching Jalen Carter go out there and crush it. I'm sitting there thinking, well, he could have been a Bear. But y'all want to be some dumb fucks and then wonder why you can't stop teams from scoring after you dealt Roquan and then passed on Carter. Like, there's certain moves where it's like they're no-brainer moves, and they just didn't make any of those. And they're all in on Fields. But, you know, the latest, I guess, poll or whatever they said that the Bears are now the front runner for Caleb. And Michael Penix.
I'm mad when I saw his name. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, man.
We're going to act like it's not? Okay. Shit.
Like, Michael, you know, he had to make it in football or something.
Right. And you got to be nice. You got to be nice. You can't have penis on your jersey and not be good. You got to be nice.
Because I know, like, probably his, like, when he first started out in, like, high school or whatever, maybe getting hazed. Somebody probably put the eggplant emoji on there.
I thought you said somebody put the ass on there.
I mean, it's a new, you know, kids are different nowadays. So rather than putting that, they probably put an emoji there or something. I don't know. Eggplant emoji instead of penis or penis.
But yeah, they are the front runners for either Caleb or penis. And that's interesting because if Fields get dealt, do you think another team, I think he gets signed. Now, I don't think a team is going to ride with him as a starter, but I do think, and who knows, maybe he'll start again. Like Baker Mayfield has a starting job again.
Now, do you think Bo Nix is going to make it in the league? Because he's like 23 years old too, same as Penix.
Well, they said Bo Nix played with Herbert. Herbert's been in the league for mad long, so Bo Nix probably like 30. But
he's like 23. So, how long has Herbert been in the league, though?
Like 4 years. Herbert came in with Tua.
Yeah, so he's 2 years older than Bo Nix. So Bo Nix should be his last year in Oregon.
I mean, I don't know if he's up there with like May, Caleb, and Penis. I'm pretty sure those are the top like three. And then of course you got Shadur if he decides he wants to go into the draft, Deion's already said they're not going into the draft, that they're gonna play another year.
I think he should.
I think so too. Especially since I think Colorado's gonna get shit. They're gonna get a lot of the top recruits coming out. Because a lot of kids want to go to that school now. So,
well, we'll see after this season. Because
like they're gonna get fucked up by USC this weekend, but
yeah, it's their first year in the Pac-12. Right. So we gotta see how they do against these other juggernauts. So we'll see. Obviously, they got destroyed by Oregon, and then they're probably gonna get destroyed by USC.
But I do think they get a good portion of the recruits. Like when the season's over, I think Deion's gonna get a couple of those top recruits, and that team's gonna be a lot better next year and the following years. But either way, there's a lot of quarterbacks, and I do think this might be Fields' last year. Like this might actually be it.
Yeah, I think so too. You haven't seen any kind of improvement. And, of course, people are saying, well, it's not fair because it's all coaching and all this and that. But they're, to be a top pick for the NFL, you got to have some kind of skill. And it doesn't seem to be transferring over. Oh, the only thing that really transferred over for Fields is his legs, and that was it. Like, he doesn't seem to have the IQ that you should have to play at the pro level.
Right.
But, you know, there's always the XFL. You know, the Rock's probably welcome him.
Well, now he could be a backup quarterback.
Or he could be a co-backup.
There's only one of those.
That seems to be a thing.
There's only one co-backup, and we know where he is.
In the hospital. Like, that's one thing I didn't even check. Did he even like suit up?
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't play. He said he was out with, I don't know. He didn't. I don't know if he suited up or not. I don't pay attention to backups.
He was.
But I do know that they
heart condition.
I will say that's one thing about the Dolphins that I think is kind of funny is, you know, because I saw something recently where they're like, yeah, you know, a lot of people were hating on Tua. Look at me now. I'm like, I mean, I wasn't necessarily hating on Tua necessarily. It was more so his brain. Like, I feel like I just feel like, you know, he's a couple hits away from not playing. It was never about can he play. It was, you know, will he be able to play because of the incident on Thursday?
Yeah.
Now, do you think he wins an MVP if he manages to dodge CTE for fucking another 14 games? He could realistically be the MVP.
I mean, he definitely has a good case for it. But I guess I think part of MVP is your team. I mean, he does have hella weapons too, but yeah, you know, it's gonna be focused around probably Mahomes, and definitely not Josh Allen. So
he played well last week.
He had a good game.
It's still early.
I usually don't like to put that because we don't know if he's gonna last the rest of the year. We saw how Jalen Hurts was pretty much knocked out of the race for being out for two games at the end of the season.
That is true.
It can go away that quick. I mean, and Tua was technically in the race up to the point where he was fucking, you know, got fucked up. He was doing the same thing he's doing now.
Yeah. Maybe
not putting up 70 fucking points, but yeah, he was still having multiple 300-yard games, multiple, you know, touchdowns in each game. So, yeah, he definitely has a chance if he can stay healthy.
Right.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, he definitely has a chance. But we'll see. We'll see. I know they like to ride Mahomes' dick. So
all the time. You know, all the time. And it is impressive because they don't really have shit out there. And he's still, you know, 270, 280, 2-3 touchdowns like on a steady. When he throws picks, it's because it bounces off somebody's hands.
But we do have to take an account for this MVP race is that, yes, yeah, you got to watch out for those Taylor votes. I know that's going to include you.
The Taylor MVP votes. Well, you know, the Kelce jersey sales were up 400% since the Taylor game.
The fuck out of here with that shit.
400%. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, that's crazy,
fucking Jackson in now. Jackson and them got the fucking jerseys on order. That shit's up 400%. That's crazy.
That is wild. Like, I don't know. That's fucking wild. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, though. It really wouldn't. Like, there's a lot of Taylor fans. And we're talking about not just grown-ass women. Grown-ass men, like, going to these concerts. And apparently...
Yeah, Micah said he's a Swiftie. Micah Parsons.
You know, it's... Apparently, it's one of the best performers, like, out there. So...
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, Micah said, you know, this is just a sign that the NFL is up. So
here we go.
If you're an NFL player, man, shoot your shot. Because, you know, he said pretty much Kelce pulled Taylor Swift, and he's a big Swiftie.
I mean, is it like confirmed that they're actually together?
I mean, I don't know why else you go to somebody's game. Like, what? Yes, they're together. Oh, chilling with his mom and shit. I mean, who knows? I guess we don't really fucking know. We don't really know.
Speculation at this point. But yeah, anyways, we got a Thursday night game coming up. Lions and Packers.
Yeah, you got the upset on that one. Are the Lions favored? I would assume the Lions would be the favorites. But the Packers are playing really well. Jordan Love is actually not a bad quarterback. He struggled in the first half last game against they played the Saints. And he struggled in the first half of that game. And
I don't got an upset. I think the Lions are gonna take it. Why do you think they're gonna get it done?
The Packers?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not gonna bet, you know, like bill money on it. Like power bill money. Yeah, the Lions are the favorites. So, but if I was to bet on an upset, I would take the Packers at Lambeau for sure. Take the upset special in that one. Fuck, you know, the Lions, they're good, but they're another one of those teams that just.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they're not quite as underachieving as the Jaguars are. But, you know, the London Jaguars. Because I don't know another team that plays in London more than the Jaguars.
Right.
They're playing in London. They're playing in London next week.
Are they playing in Frankfurt too, or just London? I know they're playing in London twice.
They're playing in Wembley. Stadium, where they boo the fucking quarterback Neil. But yeah, they play over there more than. I'm pretty sure they're number one at fucking playing in London. Like the league is slowly starting to shift them to be the London team.
Yeah, because I saw that they're playing twice in London, and then they showed some teams that are playing in Frankfurt, but I wasn't sure. I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers are there. They seem to be getting the fucking limelight this fucking season so far.
So if you're up early as fucking shit on Sunday, there's a London game.
Yep, Jaguars Falcons on Sunday. Early, I mean, 9:30, but usually by that time, I'm not really watching football, or I always forget.
Right, because that's normally when you be recapping the Taylor Swift concert and shit.
Pretty much, man. You know,
that's when you get the documentary out, the Taylor Swift 30 for 30.
Yeah, don't be surprised. You know, next time. Motherfuckers start getting some background music on the pod, you know, a little bit of Taylor Swift, and then motherfucker never.
It's just for me. There's a little bit of PTSD with celebrities in the box because, you know, when Romo had Jessica Simpson out, Dallas lost, and Romo played his worst game. That was like his worst game to date. So, when I see a celebrity, I instantly think, oh, this is about to be a loss. But that wasn't the case. And Chris Christie, when I see his fat ass, I'm like, yep, we're about to lose this game.
There you go. Fat shaming.
What? Chris
Christie? Yeah.
Fat no, you're the one that said he looked like McCarthy's brother. You said
I definitely did not say no shit like that. All right. Anyways, we'll see y'all after the Thursday night game. Place your bets. Do what you got to do. Just don't bet your whole savings. I'm not responsible for that shit.
Right. And people keep asking us where the CTE bets are on FanDuel and shit. Like, y'all got to call your betting site. You know what I'm saying? Because they're there. You go in there and you look under the Talk the Walk rankings and you'll see the CTE chart where you get right now. I think what number one was Richardson on the CTE chart. Who else was on there?
Derek Carr's on there.
Tua fell pretty far. But yeah, Quentin Richardson and Lamar Jackson are up there pretty high.
Oh, and Jimmy G just made the list.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, and Fields is there too. He carried the ball a lot. So Fields also broke the rankings. I think he's like, I think he's like plus 200 or something like that. But go on there. He's there. Y'all motherfuckers just not looking right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, kiss your grandma goodnight. Let your dog out the body.
Yeah, that fella's fixed.
Peace, motherfuckers. Meow, meow, meow.